I thought you said you'd never fly with me again, I teased, glancing over at Danny Campling just before I brought the Vanguard starfighter out of hyperspace. The blank nothingness outside the cockpit burst like a blooming flower into a rainbow ring, streaked into multicolored tracks that stabilized a half second later into a field of stars. Nearly a year traveling in space on a regular basis, and I still wasn't used to the utter stark beauty of the stars. It was almost enough to distract me from the gut-wrenching jolt of a hyperspace exit. It hit me that way every time. But this was what they called a micro-jump, coming in from the outer reaches of this system, nearly into orbit of the gas giant. It loomed ahead of us, the glow off its sullen oranges and deep reds, drowning out those stars, as if reminding me of why we were here. Danny glowered at me, though I think it was more at me reminding her of the battle at Haven than teasing her about her oath never to be my gunner again after I went nuts at the fear that my wife, Lorana, had been killed. Well, it was either that, or sit around in one of the landers and wait for you and the rest of the fighters to clear the landing zone. She pushed a strand of red hair out of her face and tucked it under the rim of her helmet. We both wore combat armor and helmets, but our visors were up. I'd left mine up because it made me feel claustrophobic, and she probably did it because I did. If I'm gonna have to land under fire anyway, I might as well be in on the action. I didn't come all the way out here from Ohio to sit on my butt and wait for someone else to have all the fun. I was only half listening, concentrating on guiding the Vanguard in an arc around a high orbit of the gas giant and keeping track of the other fighters in our makeshift wing. They all had some kind of identification, friend or foe transponder that showed up on the sensor screen between us in the cockpit. But counting 24 of the things while doing my best not to fly straight into the gravity well of something at least as big as Jupiter was hard enough without carrying on half a conversation. I was supposed to be in the infantry, I grumbled softly, guiding the steering yoke like I was playing Galaga and going for the record high score. Wasn't ever interested in aviation, not even Apaches, much less being a fighter pilot. I was a cop, Danny reminded me, holding onto the joystick for the pulse turrets like it was a life preserver, her gaze fixed on the cockpit windshield. I sure didn't imagine this ever happening. It wasn't real. I tried to keep telling myself that. Not the danger, not the enemy, but that gas giant out there. That massive, almost star-sized mass of compressed hydrogen and whatever else made it up. I wasn't a scientist. And everything I did pick up was almost by accident, unless it was about how the ships or the weapons worked. I did know there was a buttload of radiation coming off that big planet, and I was happy this bird had shields.